This is your morning routine.
Put some respect on my name.
Cap and J-Hood.
That's right. That's right. We're bad.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app and on FM 100.3 HD2 and on ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Bring them out. Bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Oh, God. Welcome in to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you, we got Shay, we got Jay Moore, we got you for a three-hour ride here on this Tuesday morning with open phone lines for you. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our telephone number. Good morning, Twitch. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Thanks so much for keeping the conversation going and watching the show, like all the shows here at ESPN Chicago. And Cap, you know, there's still a lot of conjecture out there and question marks about what the Bears are going to do here in the draft. You know, the draft's right around the corner, April 27th. And we got a chance to hear from one of our new teammates here at ESPN 1000 yesterday.
That would be the great Tom Thayer. He was on with Carmen Yerk and gave his opinion on what he thinks they need to do in the first round of the draft. We'll find out if Ryan Poles agrees with Mr. Thayer, because we got holes all over the roster, man. You can't really go wrong. Just get a good player.
There's no question about that. When you think about this depth chart, I tell you, every morning, Cap, when we start, one of the tabs open is the depth chart. I guess in my mind's eye, I think it's going to change. But it's not going to change until we get to the draft. And I keep looking at it, just looking at the holes that need to be filled. But I think that you and I and the fans have gone round and round on this show about what's best for the Bears in the draft. And my opinion has always been, when you have so many holes in the roster, beggars can't be choosers. You throw a dart at one of these spots, you got to fill it, whether that's through free agency or the draft. Now, free agency, I think the Bears did well as far as filling holes. Difference makers, we'll see. But Tom Thayer, on with Carmen and Yurko, was asked, do you think that the Bears is going to draft an offensive lineman in the first round? Now, that number nine pick. Now, before we hear from Tom, we've talked about either I like them staying at nine, getting quality. You like the option of being able to go down, maybe get more first-round picks for the future.
It depends who's on the board at nine. Mm-hmm. Like yesterday, there's a lot of speculation. I was listening to NFL Network Radio that talked about Tyree Wilson could go second ahead of Will Anderson to the Houston Texans, that they see him as their Nick Bosa.
What else did Charlie Weiss say?
It wasn't Charlie Weiss.
Okay.
So
what else did Jim Miller say?
It depends who is on the board. Is Jalen Carter still on the board there? Is there somebody, the Steelers perhaps, Peter King says they're the best fit because Mike Tomlin is the best guy to mold and shape and develop Jalen Carter.
Mm-hmm.
So is Pittsburgh calling going, we'll give you back pick number 32 and the 17 to come up to nine? Can you get more out of them? Is there a future one to be had if there's a quarterback there? There's a number of ways that you could go with this thing. But if you tell me Darnell Wright, the kid I like a lot out of Tennessee, the right tackle, he's a future Hall of Famer. He's a future Pro Bowler. He's a future All-Pro. Whatever the case may be, Lewis Riddick says All-Pro within 3 years.
Sure.
Then just draft him and plug and play him right there.
The thing that we can tell you, though, for sure is we all don't know. We don't know.
Right.
But we do know that the Bears need to fill some holes. So, Tom, on Carmen and Yurko, do you think the Bears are going to draft an offensive lineman in the first round? Tom says,
I hope not.
Really?
Yeah. You know, to me, I'm not impressed. I don't think the Bears have good defensive line talent.
Okay.
And if this team is going to get any better, if they're going to start competing. Listen, my whole goal is to compete to win the division, get into the playoffs. And if you have some defensive line talent out there, some edge rushers, you better investigate that portion of your team, because you know, Chris Morgan is a good offensive line coach, and he can manipulate, move around talent to possibly get the best out of them that can complement what this offense needs. Do they need to get better? Do they need to run the ball better? Or do they need to give up less sacks? Yes, of course. But I don't. If you can't stop the run, you have no chance in this league.
So is there an? Is some of that because you don't like, and I think this is almost what you were going to say too, do you not love the O-line talent in the first round? Is there anybody?
No, I do.
Oh, you
so
do? Okay.
I like Tennessee 1, Skoronski 2, and Paris Jr. 3. And okay. just with, I should say, the young man, I was just saying schools.
Right.
Yeah,
when
Tennessee.
I said
Tennessee.
Yeah. Tennessee.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's okay. They don't get names until they do something in the league.
Skoronski, Yurko loves his feet.
Tennessee.
They're incredible.
Northwestern, you know, and you know, Ohio State.
You know why Skoronski, one thing I hate is if you're a scout and the first thing you bring up is arm length, then you're scouting all the wrong things.
Yeah, you're just doing numbers.
You know, you could go and do the measurements of Jimbo Covert right now, which he's got stumps for arms. He's not a big guy, but he's a great talent. He's a great drive blocker. He's a great pass protection, understands balance and everything. So Skoronski, it's about your feet. It's not about your arm length. That kid, he can play.
Okay.
The thing that I like about the Tennessee guy is that he's played every position. So he can play guard. He's played right tackle. He started a lot of games at left tackle. So if you're going to put him in at any one of these positions that you feel that you need him the most, depending upon what you feel about the future of Braxton Jones is, then this guy has experience at the position that you need. So, yeah, do I like the offensive line talent? Yeah, I love the center from Minnesota, who's, you know, the local kid.
Yep.
But to me, I'm still hung up on the defensive line talent. And people may not like to hear us, but if Jalen Carter is there, I take him.
Mm. Thoughts there from Tom Thayer, our teammate here at ESPN 1000, the color analyst for the Chicago Bears, as you're listening to Cap and Jay Hood. You know, by the way, we just let you behind the curtain a little bit. When we talk to talent evaluators and also former players, they either refer to the player as the number or the school. Especially if they have not made in the NFL yet, that you don't commit the name to memory unless he's extra special.
Well, that was Buddy Ryan's thing, too.
Yeah.
He would not refer to you by your name until you earned it.
Mm-hmm.
So you would show up, and Hampton tells the story, you know, hey, 99, you're not even going to make the team out of camp. Dan truly, he was the fourth overall pick.
Mm-hmm.
He said, dude, my contract was $50, $60, $70,000. That's what he got paid. And he said, Buddy Ryan just crushed him in front of the team, in front of the defense.
Mm-hmm.
99, you won't even make the opening day roster. And he said, oh, my God, I'm going to get cut. What am I going to do with my life? I'm going to get cut.
Yeah.
He's the fourth overall pick. But he said, Buddy would no chance call you by your name until you earned it.
Yeah. And that was a little bit behind the curtain as Cap and I study these names and remember these names from watching college, and Tom's talking to him about, and I get it because that's kind of a common theme. But going back to what he's talking about here, Cap, he's not wrong. If someone called this morning and say, I want protection around Justin Fields because I'm not sure if Tevin Jenkins or Cody Whitehair are going to be around, I understand that. But also, I will continue to tell you how disappointed I was in the defense, even though I knew where the season was going, but just no pass rush whatsoever. That disappointed me. And I'll go back to that Dallas game where I thought some business decisions were made by the Bears defensively against the Cowboys. Cap, we know that the distinguishing characteristic of Bears football is defense running the football. I think that's changing in 2023. The forward pass will be invoked with Justin Fields. That'll be part of it as well. But getting to the quarterback still matters. And I look at this depth chart, especially at the line, there still needs to be some improvement there.
Oh, there needs to be massive improvement. And I thought Tom's best line, and it was all great stuff there with Carmen Yerk. If you can't stop the run, you got no chance. They're the worst team in the league at stopping the run, and they've done literally nothing to address it. That's why I don't believe they're all in to try and win in 23. They want to take a step. They want to show progress. It's not a 10-win football team in 2023. It's just not.
Yes.
Because next year, a year from now, they want to be sitting there with at least two number one picks, have their answer on Justin, good or bad, whatever it is, and then hopefully again a Marvin Harrison Jr. is wearing a Bears uniform.
I know the average Bears fan doesn't want to hear that this morning, but that's actually the case. We tried to explain this last year, that you cannot win with a lot of holes on your roster. You saw the wide receivers and the things that Justin Fields had to deal with. Look at the dynamic of last year. Justin Fields as a full-time starter, along with wide receivers that are on the bottom of the depth chart or guys that would not get an opportunity to start, that's what he had to deal with. You're trying to get the tight end and Cole Kmet better. You're hoping that you could see something better coming from the wide receiver spot and Darnell Mooney, and it just didn't materialize. Everyone was learning at the same spot. The head coach, the offensive coordinator, the quarterback, the receivers, all learning at the same time. That's why the car was parked last year, Cap. And I can make the case that the car will be parked again in the 23 season. But 24 and 25, you start to see some improvement with this roster.
That we're in agreement.
Yeah.
Walking into 20, especially if Justin's the guy. 2024, if you go, wow, Justin took a big step.
Mm-hmm.
They only won six games, but he took a step. Now, let's fix that, and let's go do that. Well, then it's a totally different outlook a year from now. Totally different.
And by the way, if people don't believe what we're saying, as they didn't believe what we were saying last season, just listen to the general manager. He'll tell you exactly what the plan was.
Correct.
He'll tell you. I mean, he told us when we talked to him in Indianapolis at the Combine that they want to do this the right way. Because for years, when you and I were panicking, saying it's a new regime change, that means things are changing. Look how much money that they're spending. They're getting quality free agents. Maybe long on the tooth, but boy, we got a chance to win. Nope. Didn't have a chance to win. Because if you did win a division championship, it would go away the next year. These pop-up championships, like Sylvie would say. Not good enough. You got to have some sustained success for once with this Bears operation. Have to have it.
And we haven't seen it. They were really good against under Lovey,
mm-hmm.
defensively. Good offensive line. Just never put it all together. They didn't. So I look at what this team's doing. That's why I keep saying to you, BPA. Tom's saying he would draft defensive line. I'm just taking the best player on the board, man. Because if you told me I got a corner, great. I need one of those. If you told me I got a pass rusher, Nolan Smith or whoever it is, I need one of those. I need more than one. Oh, got a defensive tackle. Big fat run stuffer in there. Need one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you got another receiver. Need one of those. Oh, you got a tackle.
Listen,
need one of those.
I'm not trying to sabotage the Bears, but I just need Cap's reaction at 9 the next day. First of all, in front of people at Soldier Field, just how red your face is going to be. And then the next day when they take Bijan Robinson at 9. I can't wait to see your face. You will hit the roof. You say best available. What if best available is running back? You won't like it.
No.
At all. And I won't either.
Because you also, when you do BPA, you have to have value.
Mm-hmm.
That factors into it.
Yeah.
The value of the pick and the value of the position.
Oh, I hear you. I am on the side of Tom Thayer says no offensive lineman in the draft in the first round. I would say that it'd be offensive line or defensive line for the Bears for me first. That would be my choice because I got to fill those holes. You talk about stopping the run, right? Well, you can't do it with the defensive line that's in front of me. You've done the linebackers. You've got the secondary. Now what about the line? Big question marks there. So Tom Thayer does not want an offensive lineman in the draft in the first round.
Correct? At pick 9.
At 9, yes.
Correct.
So are you with him? Let's open the phone lines on this, Shay. 312-332-ESPN. 332-3776 is our phone number. So good to hear from Tom Thayer on our air here at ESPN 1000.
Oh, it's awesome.
So you heard him with Carmen and Yurko. So what do you think of what he just said? He says offensive lineman, not with the first pick in the first round of the draft. Let's get your thoughts on that on the Cap and J Hood Morning Show on the Home of the Bears.
Cap and J Hood are back.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
On Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago.
You can catch our show and all the shows on YouTube as well, youtube.com. Look for ESPN Chicago, the ESPN Chicago channel, and boom, you're right there to be able to watch and listen to our show. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Cubs won yesterday. The recap, you can catch that with David Kaplan on his YouTube as well. Look for David Kaplan. Get everything you need in Chicago sports there on his YouTube channel.
I was just about to say to you, not a little pat on the back for Patrick Wisdom. Two bombs, five hit night for Cody. Here we go. Oh, it's Seiya. Three hits. Hayden Wisniewski. I'm getting texts from friends of mine because I said play over 5.5 strikeouts. Yeah, dumb play. Why'd we include Wisniewski? You know who you are out there. Bam! 7 strikeouts. Got him! Cubs win 10-1.
So we, in a way to be able to keep listeners, we'll continue to talk about the Bears and ask the question.
Wow.
Tom Thayer does not want an offensive lineman in the draft. Are you with them? Tom was on with Carmen and Yurko yesterday.
I'm not impressed. I don't think the Bears have good defensive line talent.
Okay.
And if this team is going to get any better, if they're going to start competing. Listen, my whole goal is to compete to win the division, get into the playoffs. And if you have some defensive line talent out there, some edge rushers, you better investigate that portion of your team, because, you know, Chris Morgan is a good offensive line coach, and he can manipulate, move around talent to possibly get the best out of them that can complement what this offense needs. Do they need to get better? Do they need to run the ball better? Or do they need to give up less sacks? Yes, of course. If you can't stop the run, you have no chance in this league.
Thoughts there from Tom Thayer with Carmen and Yurko. You can hear the entire conversation on the Carmen and Yurko page at ESPN Chicago. All right, to the phone lines we go. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. If you called us and said, I want an offensive lineman with the first pick of the draft, or I want a defensive lineman first pick of the draft, you'd not be wrong, because there are holes on this roster. So let's get your thoughts here. Gorman in Mount Greenwood is on ESPN 1000. He leads us off on Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Gorman.
Good morning, Hoodie. Good morning, Cap.
What's up, Gorman?
Hey, you guys got the best hand as always. Hope you're having a wonderful morning. So I have the utmost respect for Tom Thayer. He's obviously accomplished a great deal here in Chicago with the Bears. But I respectfully disagree. I think they got to go O-line. That kid Skoronski, I think his name is, if I'm not butchering it, from Northwestern.
That's him.
Him or the guy from Ohio State, what's his name?
Paris Johnson. I like the kid at Tennessee, but they're all good.
Right. Any one of those three, to me, would be a great acquisition if they can get him at number 9, because they seem to have saddled their horses to Justin Fields. Okay, fine. Now you got to keep him vertical, because you can't keep letting him get his head stoved in like he's been, and keep thinking that he's indestructible. So that's my take on it. I'm going to hang up and listen to what you guys think about it. Thanks.
Well, Gorman, look at it like this. And Cap, I'll just repeat what I've told you a lot when it comes to the Bears. I want what's best for Justin Fields, the protection of Justin Fields. And because of that, that means the best offensive lineman. What do we complain about the most in this city? We talk about the offense and the offensive line. Holding up.
Always.
All the time, right?
But that said, Jonathan, if you can't stop the run, your quarterback's never getting on the field.
I get it.
So that is also a vote to help Justin if you do what Tom Thayer said. Because at least they can't just run the ball down your throat like the Cowboys did.
Oh, God.
Remember that? Dude, it was just a joke.
It's embarrassing.
49-29, I think, was the final in the game.
Yeah.
They just, Tony Pollard and Zeke, whoever it was. Did Zeke even play in the game? I think it was Tony Pollard that did the heavy lifting.
No.
But every week it was run it right down their throat.
Cap, I we've seen a lot of close games. We've seen some blowout games. I've never been more disappointed in a Bears defense than that game. I'm in an Austin, Texas bar.
That's right. You were gone.
I'm drinking. I'm on my fourth or probably fifth Lone Star beer, sitting there at the bar with Peacock. And we're watching this. They got all the games on. Can you take me to the section where the Bears are? Okay, right over here to the back. Thank you very much. And we're having lunch, and I'm looking up, and I'm looking at the secondary. And she said, what's wrong? I said, look at this team. They've made some business decisions here in the second half. I mean, it was disappointing, to say the least.
Yes.
To see the way that – it's like, we've seen bad teams. Bad defense, though. So this is why both things can be true. If you say, Cap, you know what, I need defensive line. Hood, I need offensive line. You need help on both ends.
That's why I I really like this Ryan Poles. I really do. He's spending a little time around him. Mm-hmm. He is going to look at his board, and he's going to go, okay, who's the best guy on our board right now? That guy. Okay? But the phone just rang. It's Mike Tomlin. He wants to come up from 17. Okay? Who's going to be left at 17 that we really want, A? B, what's he giving me to do that? Oh, I'm getting a future one? Like, I'm getting next year's one. In. Done. Let's go. Now I got three. Because next year, I may need a quarterback if Justin's not the guy. If he is the guy, I got three ones. I got to come out of that draft. I have to with Marvin Harrison Jr. That is the guy. Like, everyone's going, oh, we got a top 10 wide receiver room. I don't believe that. Now?
Now, no.
No shot.
Is that the Pettis signing to put it over the top?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, is that what it DJ was? Moore, love him. Glad he's here. Darnell Mooney's got to show me he's healthy.
Yeah.
He's a small guy. And he wants a big money extension. Like, if somebody calls Ryan Poles next Thursday night and says, I'll give you a third round pick for Darnell Mooney. Bye-bye. See you, Darnell. Thanks for everything. Appreciate what you did.
Yeah, you got your Johnny Morris on the team now and DJ Moore. The numbers say it.
Right. Now I need the, like, if DJ Moore's my second receiver and Marvin Harrison Jr. is my guy, now I got a wide receiver room Justin can go to work with or whoever the QB is.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. On 290, here is Dave on ESPN 1000 on Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, guys. We're off tangent, but Cap, how about our Cubbies yesterday? How about that lineup?
Oh, man, it was so...
A lot of knocks there, man.
Wow.
A tough lineup.
I'll go as far as to say that Wisdom... And I told you before the season, I think Wisdom's going to have the most home runs on the team. I think you've got an all-star. That's at least one.
Who, in Wisdom?
Yeah, absolutely.
He talked about how hard he worked in the offseason on his defense.
Yeah.
And then trying to put the ball in play more. Look, he's a power hitter. He's going to strike out 150 times.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot better than 180 strikeouts, A. B, holy bleep, does he hit the ball hard.
Especially out of the Coliseum. That's the other thing. That's a jaunt out of that old rickety building.
Yeah, that three-run shot to center.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Holy cow. Yeah.
I didn't realize how big those walls were in right center. Like, Bellinger absolutely blasted one, but it went off like a top cushion or something.
Yes.
It was like a double cushion that they had up there to swat it down. Anyways, I feel like the Bears are going to end up trading back. So, you know, if we can do that with the Steelers, if somehow Jalen Carr's there and we don't want him, just to stack more picks would be great because that second round, that early second round, there's going to be tons of talent there too. So I'm not saying that we shouldn't be taking an offensive lineman late in the second round, but to Cap's point, I think he's going to take the best player available. And I if it's a corner, if it's a stud corner, if it's a defensive tackle that they think that's undervalued or an end, I'm all for it. And then those early picks in the second round, I think we're going to get a ton of value. Like when we picked at 56 the other year, I remember I was like loving Jalen Hurts at 55 or even the guy on the Buccaneers, the safety whose dad played the NFL, went just before we got to Matt. So there's tons of value there too. So I'm really looking forward to this draft and I have a lot of confidence in Poles and appreciate you guys. I'm jealous of you boys. I'm on the road going to my real estate job, and I don't dislike it, but I wish I was sitting in your guys' shoes talking sports all day. So cheers, boys. I appreciate what you do.
Dave, have a great day, man.
Yeah, and you know what? Live vicariously through us.
Yeah.
I know you're working harder than Cap and I are, so just enjoy the ride.
We know how blessed we are.
And the conversations that we're having, you know?
Yeah.
So just, I'm glad you're part of it. We appreciate your telephone call. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. So coming up next, we ask the question, who are the biggest douches in sports?
Excuse me.
I'm just reading what it says here on the screen here. It says a lot, but it says, who are the biggest douches in sports? We'll explain what happened last night. While one a game last night, maybe we have a top candidate. We will talk about that coming up next. Cap and Jay Hood, weekday mornings at 7.
Today's headlines with Cap'n Jay Hood.
Good morning, Chicago. The White Sox will play a straight doubleheader today, the first pitch of the pitch clock era.
with the first pitch of Game 1 slated for 3:10 today right here on the home of the Sox, ESPN 1000. It'll be Lance Lynn on the mound for Game 1 and Lucas Giolito for Game 2, Sox and Phillies. Again, 3 o'clock right here on the home of the Sox, ESPN 1000 for Game 1 of a doubleheader. The Cubs continue their winning ways yesterday with a 10-1 drubbing of the Oakland Athletics on the West Coast. The Cubs have improved to 9-6 on the season, and their run differential plus 25. It is fourth best in Major League Baseball. Draymond Green was ejected from Game 2 of the Kings and Warriors yesterday, first-round series after stepping on Domantas Sabonis. It remains to be seen if Green will serve a suspension, but the Warriors are down 0-2 in the series after losing to the Kings 114-106. Light the beam, Jay Moore.
Captain Jay Hood are back.
And you know this, man.
Chicago's home for sports. ESPN Chicago.
Captain Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. We're with you till 10. Then Mike Greenberg steps in from 10 to noon. Carmen Yurko, 12 to 2. Waddle and Sylvie, just 2 to 2:30 right into White Sox baseball. Again, a doubleheader. First game is a 2:30 pregame, 3 o'clock start for as the Sox take on the Phillies right here on the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000. So last night, Cap, a couple of things. We saw Philadelphia defeat the Brooklyn Nets 96-84. This is either going to be a sweep or a gentleman's sweep. Philly's just that good. That's what happens when you have the MVP in the league on a team like Philadelphia. I've had that ticket burning in my pocket since October for Joel Embiid. You know why he's going to be the MVP? Because it's his turn. His turn.
Yeah, for a long while, everyone went, wow, Jokic is going to win his third straight. And then he played good.
Outstanding.
And it was good basketball. Joel Embiid said, hold my beer. I'm going to another level.
So then, last night, Sacramento, they defeat Golden State 114-106, and now the Kings are up 2 games to none. So, Cap, let's just play word association, you and I. I say Draymond Green, and you say...
douchebag.
Oh, boy.
Douchebag. Jackass.
Douchebag.
Now, why do you say that?
Because I'm all for... Lord knows that's me pushing the envelope, riding the edge. You stomp on the chest of Domantas Sabonis. Stomp him right on the chest. And after the game, I don't know if you saw this, there is Adrian Wojnarowski, who's as tapped in as anybody. X-rays have returned negative on Domantas Sabonis' sternum. It appears he's avoided injury. He will undergo additional testing on Tuesday. He also will have x-rays on his ribs and lungs after getting stepped on. So what happens after that? Draymond Green is now asking for x-rays on his right ankle after feeling soreness because he believes Sabonis grabbed his ankle before the stomp.
So for those, it was late last night. So for those that did not see it, I watched it live watching this game. So it starts to unravel on the Warriors. And the Warriors actually they had some momentum in the second half. But it all changed after the play that we're talking about. It culminated with Draymond Green being ejected with 7:03 remaining in the fourth quarter after stomping on the chest of Domantas Sabonis. So after Steph Curry grabs a defensive rebound and turned to head up floor, Sabonis slipped and fell into the paint. He grabbed onto Green's leg. And after Green initially shook off Sabonis' grip, he took a hard step right on the chest of Sabonis. That's what happened in that play. And again, you can see this on social. It's all over the place. So two things were wrong in that play, Cap. First of all, Sabonis should not be reaching for Green's ankle. That's one thing. Now, it's one thing to try to protect yourself. I'm trying to protect my chest so it doesn't get stepped on.
Right.
But the idea that you're grabbing on to the ankle where Draymond feels like he's in a snare trap, right? And he's like, okay, get off me.
Like a bear thing where they get your paw.
Yeah. That's like the jaws of life around his ankle. He's like, get up off me, get up off me. And he stomps in the chest of Sabonis. Everything stops. And Draymond Green gets kicked out of the ball game. Now, here's the thing I would tell Draymond Green. Why'd you fall for it? Why'd you fall for the cheese? Why'd you do that? Because you're always playing with an edge. And I like it because Draymond Green is a smart basketball player. Mm-hmm. Never mind about the histrionics. The guy is intelligent.
Oh, he knows how to play the game.
I mean, people look at the box scores like, that guy sucks. Well, watch the game and watch how he's able to control the game. Doesn't have to have the ball in his hands. Whether it's the key rebound, whether it's the key assist, the key pass, he does all those things. Smart like a fox, right?
Yes.
But he plays with a ruthless aggression.
Wouldn't you like to coach a guy like that?
No.
I would.
Well, you wouldn't have any authority. And that's the problem. You'd have to deal with it.
But, like, Izzo loved having him at Michigan State.
You could not coach him.
Why?
Said that. No, there's no way that you would be coaching him. You? Absolutely not. Because you would get tired of the disrespect.
But I don't think he's disrespectful to Steve.
Oh, really? Really?
I'm talking about Kerr.
Really? Really?
I think it drives Steve crazy with some of this nonsense on the court.
You would be bothered by that, too.
Yes.
After a while, you'd say, hey, knock it off. And he'd go tell you to go F off. And now there's a problem. Now, that's because you want to be respected as a head coach, as a man of authority. You're just trying to be able to preside over these guys, trying to give them the right path. And he wouldn't listen to it because he feels like what he does is right. What I'm saying is that Green fell for the trap. Sabonis is like, okay, I'm going to grab this guy's ankle because he's bothering me. And Green, of course, took the cheese and stomped on the guy's chest. So now,
and you're ejected.
Yeah, you're ejected, and more than likely, you may not play Game 3. And without him, it would be difficult for the Warriors to win Game 3, even at home, because of how valuable Green is. But the whole thing is that when you continue to do this, and you're always flailing, and you're always, you know, thinking that you're on the wrong side of the call, douchebag behavior, no question about it.
Yes, when he came into the league, it was wow, this guy's revolutionary. He's 6'6". He can pass. He can rebound. He's a physical, tough defender. Not a great scorer. Never has been. Never will be. Last night, what are you doing? I mean, what are you doing?
He said it happened in game one, and it happened yesterday. Some thoughts here from Draymond Green.
My leg got grabbed. Second time in two nights. Referees just watch it. I got to land my foot somewhere. And I'm not the most flexible person, so it's not stretching that far. I can only step so far and pulling my leg away. So it's what it is.
Thoughts there from Draymond Green.
Okay, I would rather he said it's the second time in two games, and I kicked to get my leg free. Sorry. Don't grab my leg. Don't give me that I'm not that flexible or they got to put my legs. He stomped on the guy's I mean, stomped. He's lucky he didn't crack his sternum.
Shay, you watched it. What did you think?
I mean, isn't it? And I'm wearing my Michigan State hat today, so I'm going to criticize one of my favorite school players ever. But he's always around these scenarios. Like, we talk about Draymond, don't take the bait. Well, you kicked three guys in the balls in your finals run in 2016, and you got ejected on the final one because you can't do that. And then you get a suspension. Your team ends up losing in the finals because of it. If we have this stomping on DeMontis Sabonis, I don't care if you got your leg grabbed. You can't stomp on a guy's chest. And this comes after the preseason where he punched a teammate in the face. Like, it's constant with Draymond. It's got to be something where he's riding the line and he just steps over it. He can't stop himself from doing it. I think he cemented himself as just a bona fide douche. He is who he is.
And as Eddie Murphy says,
look, man, I fell for no banana in my tailpipe.
He fell for the banana in the tailpipe.
He did.
It's exactly
okay,
it.
Okay, so if they get knocked out by Sacramento, good for Sacramento. They've been, you know, in the wilderness for so long, mm-hmm. 16 years, I think, to get back to the playoffs. If they advance, they got a good team and a well-coached team. What does Golden State do? Because you got all this money tied up in Clay and Steph. What are you doing with Draymond?
Well, that's a great question because shot or no shot, with him being a free agent, do you want him on the Bulls?
I would consider it.
Could you imagine him in that locker room?
Because you're not bringing Pat Bev back, probably.
We need three-point shooting. Sign Draymond Green. What are we doing here?
I need some physical toughness, too.
He's a lunatic. Like, it says something to me that the Warriors have given the extensions out. Like, Poole is going to be a Warrior. Andrew Wiggins is going to be a Warrior. Draymond, thanks for the memories, pal. Like, that says something to me.
Well, I mean, it's the Warriors, so they're very good at turning the page because they want to, if they are so into winning, Joe Lacob, you're into winning, that means you got to get younger in those spots.
Yeah.
And so I don't, but I guess my overarching point, Cap, is like, why? He has to play with an edge, yes, but do you have to play to that degree? I mean, Sabonis did grab his ankle, but you know that if you get a technical, you could be out of the next game, the next couple games, because you are always around these issues. Always.
What did they say about Russ yet? Have they said anything about him going into the skybox? Because I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, the great Eddie Olczyk. He said, did you see what he's saying? He's grabbing his junk.
Yes.
He's swearing in front of like a six-year-old that's in there. It's a horrible look for the league.
NBA is investigating the incident.
He's in a luxury suite. If you're a kid in a luxury suite, you're not a kid. I mean, really, he's got prime rib, you know, going down his gullet. He's fine. Not a kid.
They should suspend Russell Westbrook. 100%.
Well, we laid out the precedent of it, right? Because we talked about Antonio Davis of the Bulls.
Correct.
If you're going up in the stands, or if you're going up in the stands, God, Vernon Maxwell.
Yep.
Did the same thing, I believe, with the Houston Rockets.
Right. Now, Antonio Davis went in to make sure his wife was okay and didn't throw any punches, didn't touch anybody, came back down. 5-game suspension. You cannot leave the playing floor. Period.
So if Draymond Green is a douche, okay, if he's on the list, can anyone trump that? Can anyone be able to beat a Draymond Green? If I lay down the card, Draymond Green, can you top that?
I'm going to give you one. Can I give you one?
Yep. Coming up next, 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Cap and Jay Hood, weekday mornings at 7.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. They've beaten the traffic commute, so you don't have to. So take your time and get some good with Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN Chicago.
And Jay Hood, weekday mornings at 7 on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. We got Shot or No Shot coming your way at 8 o'clock. Albert Breer will join us at 8:35 as we go around the National Football League with him and Bears conversation as well. Biggest douche in sports, 312-332-3776 our phone number. Not who's the douche, because that's Carmen and Yurko, but we're asking about the biggest douches in sports. So if I laid down the card, Draymond Green, can you trump that card? Can you get better than that card?
Possibly.
All right. I lay down Draymond Green. You have
Trae Young.
Trae Young.
How many coaches has he gotten fired for being a douche to coach?
Two.
He's on his third coach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can't fire this one, though. Uh-uh. He came in middle of the season, and also the great Mike Bray is going to be an assistant
right,
coach.
Right, they just
NBA.
Announced an undefined role yet, but he's going to work for the Atlanta Hawks.
So Mike Bray, who I saw on a flight once in first class, and I'm wearing my UIC garb, and I say, Coach, how are you? And he sees me, he goes, Coach, good season for the Flames. Good season. Have a good one. I'm not a coach, but thank you. He thought I was the fourth assistant down there, the goon assistant down the way. That's who he thought I was.
That big dude's the guy who gets all the players for them.
He's the money man. He works with the power forwards.
Yeah.
All right, Coach, good to see you. Have a good Final Four. He thought I was Wes Unseld
so
coming on the plane, Cap.
So funny.
So Mike Bray, after all those years, he's going to be. But no, he can't get this coach fired, Cap. It's going to be either Trae Young or bust. Sorry. So, okay. So you lay down Trae Young. I lay down Aaron Rodgers. Even though you love him, which is ridiculous as a Bears fan.
I do like Aaron.
Yeah.
You can love him and still acknowledge he's a douche. I have friends who are, you know, bags, but they're still my friends.
Yep. He's talking about me.
I was talking about Cap, actually.
Well, there you have it. Well, 312-332-3776.
You just told me he was number one.
Did you tell me he's number one in your heart? Okay. All right.
No, he is not in my heart.
Where is he?
Right there.
Okay. All right. I lay down Aaron Rodgers. You lay down. Give me another one.
Give you another one. Wow.
Here's a guy that you've been going after. Kyrie Irving. you lay down a Kyrie Irving card.
That one trumps it all.
Oh, over all of them?
Yes.
Wow. Makes me wonder who he's going to be next year. Won't be Dallas. You know, he's just like the old cartoon we used to see as kids. The guy, the hobo with the stick and like the bag on his stick and just going from town to town. Remember those cartoons?
Yeah.
All his belongings were in one little bag tied up on a stick.
Right.
That's Kyrie Irving, just going from town to town like a vagabond. Just moving around, Cap.
So is there anyone in any other sport?
Well,
Evander Kane, the guy that ex-wife said he was gambling on the games. The league had to investigate, and then he blew through all. Yeah, brother, he's a douche.
Brother, I wonder about him. I wonder about him and his future.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very checkered, past and present for him.
Do we have any in Chicago? I don't think we do.
The Twitch chat actually offered up one Patrick Beverly.
Pat Beverly. He can be the stick in the beehive for a lot of guys. There's no doubt about that. For a lot of guys. For a lot of teams.
Why is Patrick Beverly's not a douche?
He's opponent.
An irritant to play against.
Yeah. He's one of those Rodman types where you hate him when you're going against him, but if he's on your team, you like him.
You're not in the play-in without Pat Bev, you know. 312-332-3776. You're not top five in defense without him, Cap. Without Pat Bev.
Yeah, he's an irritant to play against. There's a difference. He's not a douche.
Let's go to New Lenox. Here's Bill on Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Bill.
How you doing, Hoodie and Cap?
What's up, Bill?
You know, I was thinking about this, and Draymond is the guy that everybody hates. And we can harken back to 2005, Hoodie, your White Sox team. And is he akin to one A.J. Pierzynski or a Dennis Rodman, a guy that everybody hates when he is not on your team, but when he's on your team, he's lovable and everybody just wants to be him, wants to wear his jersey, wants everything to do with him, and wants him on your team. And they're winners.
I think that the White Sox organization, I think AJ embodies the White Sox and the edge that they want to have. I think the White Sox wish they had a Pierzynski, a guy that would just be, again, a problem for the opposition. Yeah, you want that edge in your locker room, a guy that plays it to the edge. But Pierzynski absolutely would be one of those guys. To the rest of the league, bad guy.
I look at AJ and I feel like he, there would be days you'd be like, are you kidding me? I got to deal with this.
Oh, yeah.
In the organization, there were people that felt that way.
Yeah.
But then he does something where you go, wow, that guy's a winning type player. He pushes the envelope.
And you say to yourself, why didn't you swing back on Michael Barrett? Why'd you just take it?
I was at that game as a fan. And I'm like, he just punched him in the face. Yeah.
So we put out there for Draymond Green, the biggest douche in sports. Okay, so can you beat that? 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Here's Anish in Des Plaines on ESPN 1000. Anish.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's
How
up?
You doing?
How
morning.
Are you?
Good morning, sir.
Doing well. Going to work, baby. yeah, so I think the biggest douche in the NBA right now, I think, is LeBron James. You know, you go back to when he took an ESPN special to talk about how he's taking his talents to Miami.
Oh, can we stop with that, Anish? He raised over $1 million for charity, A. B, this guy, all he does is work his tail off to be a great player.
Yeah, that's all you have is the one thing, and it's a dumb thing. I appreciate your call from 2010.
Yeah, he's as far from a douche to me. This guy puts, what, $1.5 million of his own money into his body every year with whatever it is. He's got a staff of people that get him ready. And at age 39, he's basically top three players in the league. Come on.
It's tired. Because I guess all I have, because they can't find like an arrest record or problems with his wife or problems with his children, so they use that as an example.
In a social media era where they're looking to get you.
Oh, sure.
Other than his mother was able to get a bank loan when he was a senior in high school because he's going to be a billionaire. Everyone, how'd you get that? Your credit doesn't who cares? He's a billionaire.
Yes.
He bought a Hummer he wanted to drive around. Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
grew up with nothing. Just worked his tail off to get. He has a high school that he paid the money for.
Yep.
So kids have an education in Akron. And if you graduate from there, he pays, or his foundation does, for you to go to college there.
I know that LeBron's making way more money than Michael did when he played, but he's light years ahead of Michael of all the things he's done off the floor.
At least that we know about.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the school is something.
The school is pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's something. All the other stuff Michael would keep under wraps because Democrats and Republicans buy his shoes.
Correct. Said.
Isn't LeBron a little bit of a bag for all the lying for no reason?
Now, the capping is a whole different thing.
Remember,
that's
I was
funny.
Listening to Migos back in 2010. Yeah. It's like they didn't even have an album out. They had no music out. I was listening to him. I knew about him.
It's kind of funny that he does this all the time. He's like this all-knowing, all-seeing guy. He said the same thing about Austin Reeves just recently. The latest cap from him, the latest lie was, I always knew Austin Reeves was going to be a good player. I mean, I saw him from the beginning like, LeBron, stop. Stop. Nobody knew that Austin Reeves would be this good.
Correct.
But he put it out there like, I saw it from the first practice. I knew. Cut it out. That's what LeBron's new thing is now, is that he is all-knowing. Like, he knew in hindsight stuff that happened. It's like, come on, man. Find something else to talk about. He's weird that way. But as far as the guy, again, it's all out there, Cap. All the things, great things that he's done.
I'll give you another one.
All right, get another card for me.
Rudy Gobert.
Oh,
from the COVID thing, rubbing the microphones and all that, and all of a sudden he tests positive. Yeah. And then all those reporters had to get, it was a whole to-do. Punched a teammate the other day, Kyle Anderson.
Yes.
You saw this.
Bad guy.
Yeah. They couldn't wait to get him out of Utah, fleece the Timberwolves. Yeah.
He's a bad guy.
Yes.
No question about that. He really is.
So he gets on the list. I'm trying to look at, that's probably it in the NBA that I can think of. Grayson Allen, Tom Foley tweets in. What about Grayson Allen?
Definitely on the list.
Yes.
Shot or no shot is in 2 minutes right here on Cap and J-Hood.
I got another one.
Back after this.